Walls. Archaeological promenade. Leave the walled city through the Rosa Gate and turn right to reach the Paseo Archaeological. Archaeological promenade. The archaeological promenade is an enclosure consisting of two rows of wall. The Roman to the right and a series of bastions to the left. This counter wall was built at the beginning of the 18th century during the War of the Spanish Succession in order to adapt the city's defences to artillery attacks. Traditionally, Tarragona has been a strategic military spot. The walls were the first great public construction undertaken by the Romans in Tarraco. At first, it was simply a wooden fortification which surrounded the Roman military camp. A few years later, the Roman victory over the Carthaginians and the inclusion of the Hispanic territory in the Roman state increased the need to strengthen the camp's defences. The stone wall then began to take shape. It is believed that the wall, initially a military wall, became part of the city between 125 and 150 AD, after undergoing considerable transformation, increasing its length, height and width. As such, it came to include the first Roman civil town inside the wall, separating the urban setting from the rural. The Tarraco wall measured around 4.5 kilometres in length and went as far as the harbour. But today only a quarter of it remains, the section surrounding the old town. This is because the city expanded only in the old town during the medieval era, and so the Roman walls that protected it were preserved and restored as necessary, extracting materials from the remaining part in a quarry-like fashion. The walls have been a historical and artistic site since 1884 and are part of the archaeological ensemble of Tarraco, recognised as a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Notice how the various construction techniques stand out all along the wall, dating back to different eras in time. The one corresponding to the second phase is characterized by the sheer immensity of its size. The land naturally goes up, a problem which was overcome by a wide staircase leading towards a fort. Forte Negre, or Santa Barbara, built in the 18th century, where one of the Roman towers was set. In 1958, around 20 original cannons from the 18th century were positioned there. These cannons, some of which record the date they were made, had been used as moorings for the ships coming to the dock. Once you have seen the fort, you will come across a new section of wall which will take you to the Archbishop Tower that stands at the end. At the foot of the tower, you will be able to see one of the most typical prints in Tarragona, a bronze statue of Augustus, with a tower in the background. This statue copies the famous Roman marble sculpture which is known by Augustus's name, Prima Porta, and was offered by the Italian government in 1934. The Archbishop Tower has some Roman foundations and the remainder is medieval, a good example of the era's defence architecture. If you follow the wall, you will come to the Caboscol or Seminario Tower, at the foot of which you will see a bronze copy of the Capitoline wolf breastfeeding Romulus and Remus, who, according to the legend, founded Rome. This was gifted by the city of Rome in 1970. From here onwards, a new section begins with straight lines, continuing as far as the first tower, the Minerva Tower, also known as Sol Maggi, St. Magnus. Just before you reach this tower, there is a gateway with an arch in the shape of a lunette, which dates back to the medieval era. The front of this tower has been reconstructed in modern times, but the sides are Roman. On one of them, you can see a ruined bas-relief which preserves only the lower half. The bottom half of a character depiction can be seen carrying a spear and a shield, depicting the Minerva goddess according to an archaic model. Inside the tower contains a stone with a graphite dedicated to the goddess Minerva. Specialists believe that it is the oldest Roman inscription outside of the Italian peninsula, and the Minerva embossing is also thought to be the first Roman sculpture in the Iberian Peninsula. As you leave the archaeological promenade, pause to look at the unique gate in the wall made for passing traffic, which has been completely preserved. It is 5 meters wide and spans 8 meters, and has a double discharging arch. Today it has been disfigured by a more modern door, which was fit on the inside. Outside the enclosure, on the Sant'Antonio promenade, you can look closely at the Roman wall, even though there are clear signs of erosion which are even more obvious in the sections leading towards the sea. However, the two doors are still preserved, as is the medieval tower de l'Hermange of the nuns at the end. You will come across the Sant'Antoni gate dated 1757, which is decorated with a series of motifs in line with the era's trends, a royal shield with rampant lions, the city's shield, and triumphal embossings. The wall adjacent to the gate dates back to the 17th, 18th centuries, and has recently been restored.